Shlomish Shuvov continued. Yuchas Elohei Tov Shinam Vav, September 14, 1976.
Shuvov. Omaluhu Shapi Omanachmei. Shapi Omanachmei. All right, we need it here because that's what we know this for.
Seventh Shur in Shabbos, Chof El Hei Tov Shalom Vav, 9/15/76 on Thursday.
Doesn't mean Pshutei Mashmoei, because usually we use the expression Eichum Tech Pseilas, because generally and most of the time, so the Pseilas is less than the Eichum. The Pseilas is less than the Eichum. So Mimele, when we say that Eichum Tech Pseilas is Kal, Eichum Tech Pseilas is Kal, so that means that the thing that is more, but Einachaname, if the Pseilas is more than Eichum, suppose you have any certain food, any certain crop, you have that the Pseilas is more numerous than the Eichum, so then Pseilas mitech Eichum would be Kal. In other words, if you select that which is more, so that's Eichum mitech Pseilas. If you select that which is less, that's Pseilas mitech Eichum. So that's another shit. So that has nothing to do. So the other Vishenim Achelik, the other Vishenim say Pseilas mitech Eichum is Pshutei Kemashmoei. Whether that you select the Pseilas, and it doesn't matter whether the Pseilas is more numerous or the Eichel is more numerous. So that's something else, that's another question. Alright. Now, Chesky Omar, Habirer Tomosi mitich Pseilas Sholehen, Chayim. Now let's see what Rashi says. Habirer Tomosim Leacha Sheshokon, Hubirer Eichel mitich HaKlipa. So Rashi emphasizes here that we have an Eichel and we have a Klipa. Alright. So the Gemara says, "Shalitom Mosim, the Shalchal Yishiv." Now there is another girls, but the girls here is the Shalchal Yishiv Zimne. So the girls is Viloy Shaklalei Misrech Uchipseilis Mitechel Dom. Now let's see the Rashi. There are three different pshat in the Rashi. The Shalchal Yishiv Zimne, Limisak. In other words, in order to prepare the tomusin for achile, so you have to cook it 7 times. V'yilu shaklele le'eichel miteich ha'pseiles. Now, what is the pseiles? So Rashi said before, the pseiles, that's the clip, that's the shell. That's the shell, alright. So v'yilu shaklele le'eichel miteich ha'pseiles, miteich shu'urach v'nimek al v'shemish lakarbe. So m'mele masriach. So the eichel what? If you don't take away the eichel from the shell, from the pseilas, the eichel will readily what? V'hil kach eichel name kolz man shemura v'havik pseilas. So the eichel is pseilas. So the eichel is pseilas. Now, the eichel is pseilas, and the pseilas is certainly pseilas. So what problem we have? There shouldn't be any melochel beer altogether, pseilas and pseilas. So what kind of a beer is it? Umiu, so that this is what Badat Rashi, Monefiach. If the Eichel that the Musin itself, he has a din of Pseilas, and the Pseilas certainly has a din of Pseilas. So it's Pseilas and Tech Pseilas, so there is no Beirea. So he says, Umiu Eichel. It is Pseilas and it's not Pseilas. Umachmirim ala, lehebe ahu, bishokil, ki Pseilas and Tech Eichel. Ki Pseilas and Tech Eichel. So in other words, objectively speaking, so the Eichel, the Tomusin itself, has a din of Pseilas, because if you don't separate it from the shell, so it will rot immediately. So objectively speaking, so it is Pseilas. But subjectively speaking, he's interested. Objectively, it is a Pseilas. Because after all, if you don't separate it from the shell, it will rot completely. So Mimele, that gives it an objective status of Pseilas. But objectively, it is Eichel, he's interested in eating it. So Mimele, And subjectively, this is the Eichel. And the shell, that's the Pseilas. You see. So, Mimele, he says, that's one pshat. And then, in Chashem, Mishas, Rav Pshat. The Mimele, Habeder to Mosi mitich Pseilas Shohem. Misheshol kom pamachas, mimamrikin, umarinis and amayin, ubir ramseloi shalohem. So it's mashma from the beginning of Rashi. It's mashma that he's buried the misloits. Moshe is in the pool. So first of all, one thing is clear that when Rashi said before, Anom Dalel, when Rashi said la'acha habira to musin la'acha sheshokon kubira eichel mitechaklipe, so that accords with the first lashon of Rashi. That it's an Indian of Bir Reichom Techaklipe, but not according to the second Lashon of Rashi, because in the second Lashon of Rashi, Rashi doesn't mention Klipe. We're not concerned here with the Klipe altogether. So that is, that goes without saying. I mean, it's clear from Rashi that when it says Bir Reichom Techaklipe, that is only in line with the first Lashon of Rashi, not in line with the second Lashon of Rashi. But in the second Lashon of Rashi itself, we find this still. So first he says, "Habeir to musim mitich pesil shoyen, mishishol kom pamachas mimam rikin umargen isamayin umbiram shlo ishoyen." So it appears from this expression "umbiram shlo ishoyen" that he is beiram mamish pesil mitich. In other words, he there are the warmi to musim and the good to musim, not the bad to musim that are not misloy. So it's pesil mitich chomamish. So then, I mean, so what's the whole? So we don't have to resort to any. To any special reasons. So that's one thing, he says. So when you select beans, so naturally you find many beans or peas or whatever it is, so that are wormy. So naturally, so you select, you take out the wormy pulling beans. So he says that here is the same way. So it's mashma that it's an Indian of beer in the Hero. But it couldn't be. But then let's see what Rashi says. V'chein b'chol pa'am u'pa'am v'ze b'ere o'eche u'maniach ha'psiles v'ilo yishalkelei. So the girsi is our girsi is, and that's the girsi of the first Lashon Rashi, v'ilo yishaklelei misrach. But the second Lashon Rashi, the girsi is v'ilo yishalkelei, if he doesn't cook it again, v'ilo yishalkelei. So V'lo yishalkelei misrach asino hilkach misheshokum pamayim v'sholeish choshev lepseiles hoyo v'yishovik lohoche d'loy hodo sholik loy misrache uchshu neitla mitechshom minin gruin amrodim behem kipseiles mitechichel domen. So before it appeared from the Lashon of Rashi in the second Lashon that is bere the misolois from the good ones, here he doesn't mention any misolois, he doesn't mention misolois, but he says he takes away the better ones from the inferior ones, the superior ones from the inferior ones. Uchsheneitla mitechshom minim gruin amrovim behem kipseles mitechichel dame dehane shom minim loy misreche digomol bishalaye pam rishen mishne. So let's forget for a moment the beginning of Rashi's second Rashi when he says ubir am shloi shalom. Forget for a moment. So if Rashi didn't mention ubir am shloi shalom, so then, how is Rashi explaining that Gemara? That it's not an Eichel from a clip, but there are two kinds of meaning. There is a better meaning and an inferior meaning. So why is one called superior and why is the other one called inferior? So it is because the superior. That's the superior to Musin, so he has to, those that are superior, so in other words it means if you cook them seven times, then they are relatively superior to the other meat. So but there is one superior quality possessed by the so-called inferior meat, in that the inferior mean, even though they'll never be as good, even if you will boil them 100 times, they'll not be as good, they couldn't be as good as the so-called superior mean. But they have one superior quality. In other words, that it is edible with three cookies. Masha'in came, the superior mean. So if you cook them seven times, then they'll be better than the so-called inferior. But if you don't cook them seven times, it's not edible altogether. Mashenkin, the so-called inferior mean, so that is with three cookings or two cookings, it's already edible. But it will not be as good. It will not be as good as the so-called superior mean is with seven cookings. So in other words, so what is he choosing? What is he selecting? He's selecting the so-called superior mean from the so-called inferior mean. The inferior mean. So actually, in a certain sense, this is superior. Why is it superior? Because after seven cookings, so then this is better than the other one, than the so-called inferior mean. But in another sense, it is the pseilus. Because right now, before the seven cookings were made, so it cannot even be eaten. Mashenkin, the other one, the so-called inferior mean, can be eaten right now, but you will not enjoy it as much as you will enjoy the so-called superior mean later, after seven cookings. Samimele, it's considered, the so-called superior mean is considered pseilus mitechecho, in view of the fact that the selection is made, at the time when it's not as yet ready for you. So it's a very good pshat, Rashi's pshat. But the question is about the steer. So in other words, so Rashi in effect in the second lotion says that he is beireir eichel mitechecheles. So why does he say at the beginning, umarganis and amayimu beireir amsoloishre? So now let's see, you'll see that if you have any doubts, if you are skeptical as to whether this is the pshat in Rashi's second lotion, so you have to look up in the Ritva. So you'll see, that this is Rashi's pshat in the second lotion. ופאקינו שאנתו מוסי לשאוק לשבע זימני ואילו שאוק למסך חייל חפצלס מתחי חודם כן גרסס רשי כן גרסרי ורשי זה ופיר שבו יש מעט מוסים שאינגסי ומשוחי וצריכם בישל זיין זימני זיין זימני זיין זימני ויש מהם don't assume that all the corrections that Zeir Zoviv says is correct. I mean, many of these agoyes of the Zeir Zoviv are not correct at all. Utzrichim bishel zayin zimim. V'yeish mehem gruim. V'day lehem bishlike sholish pomim. V'shel kineisam v'yachad gimu pomim. V'eilu manichim oisem merovim. V'ilu manichim oisem merovim. Yeisam asrichim eilu v'eilu. L'fichor berer neisam. וכל אחד נאמין עם חושב פסילס המשבוחים מפני שלנסבש לו עדיין כל סופן והגרועים מפני קרוסון ופי חוך אין תקון לליבר איסו בשבס וזה בערב פרחה שזה so the Ritva spells it out that the bearer is not does not consist of selecting the eichel from the shell or selecting the good ones the fresh ones from the wormy ones no not that but The bearer consists in selecting the so-called superior ones from the so-called inferior ones. But it's not completely superior. In a certain sense, it's inferior because it has to be prepared in a special way, it has to be cooked seven times, otherwise you cannot eat it. Alright. So the question is, why does Rashi say Ubeyam Solishlaim? So obviously what Rashi means, Rashi is just explaining the process, not that this has any relevance, the Beir Amsulo Yishalehen. So Rashi only explains the process, how it was done. So primarily the one who was Beireir was concerned with taking out the Misulois, because these Tomusim had a lot of wormy Tomusim. So the primary concern of the Beireir was to select the Misulois, And that, of course, this selection is certainly present of Echo. I mean, then it goes without saying that if one selects the wormy tomusim from the good, from the fresh tomusim, so then, of course, he's higher. But the price doesn't deal with that. That goes without saying that if one is Beria, the misoloim, from the good ones, from the fresh ones, so is higher. The price, but it was the practice that when a person was engaged in selecting, in removing the wormy tomusim, so at the same time he made other selections also, in conjunction with the selection of, or with the removal of the wormy tomusim, he did something else. So he removed the so-called superior ones from the so-called inferior ones. So Rashi just explains the process, but that has no relevance. So that was his primary concern of the bear. In conjunction with this election, so it was customary to select also, is to select also the so-called superior ones from the so-called inferior ones. Zeber ich man ich habe es will ich auch in Misra gasina. Hil kach mich schon kim pa mai im schon ich khoshu psiles. Hoy bi shom ko hoch lo hada shom ko misra. U khshonit lo mit khsham minim. Grui am robin kiptel mit khikh odam. Da han shom minim misra khali gam u besai pa mach nich. Vi rabina so you have two shot him so. In two gears. Now and then there is a third year, and the third pshat. The Rabbein Alei Vigoris, Vishkilalei, but not as our year say. Our text says Vishaklalei. So, and his year says Vishkilalei, not Bloi, but Ishkilalei, Mishrech, Kishenetlei Mimuar Benetz Beisov, Vinimas, Hilka Chahuti Shokil, Havek Ipsilis, Vanisha Haveichel, So the third pshat is, the third yes is, in other words, because since it is cooked seven times, so mimele, it's very, very soft, it's extremely soft. So the moment he takes it out from the pot, from the plate, whatever it is, so it becomes squashed. Now, no other person will eat it, it will become moles, but himself will eat it, because after all, he crushed it with his own fingers are clean. So, but any other person wouldn't eat it. So mimele, it's considered eichel. On one hand, it's considered eichel because, after all, he's taking it out for the purpose of eating it. So again, I mean, it's very similar to the first pshat in Rashi. In other words, so objectively, it is more of seles than eichel because no other person will even touch it once it was squashed. But subjectively, it's not most for him. Some mele, it is eichel. But on account of the objective status of pseiles, some mele, it's considered pseiles mitechel. So we have three pshat. We have three pshat. Now let's go over the tesis. Beer, now the whole of the Meniach, we learned there. Beer u'meniach. Beer is what's there. I mean, it says Beer reich or Beer u'meniach. So the same thing, but it means for himself or for others. V'chimut elef v'ispochis m'chishir. V'ametaritz al kedai toch. So the question is, what was the svore of Rav Chisde? So in other words, that's like the Ramban. So it's not there, because since just as the removal of Ipsilis from an eichel, a removal of Ipsilis from an eichel in the small particle before he puts it in his mouth is not considered Beira, because that is done in the course of the eating process, so the removal of the Ipsilis in bulk from a small shiur is also considered as part and parcel of achilah kvas. Just like the Rambam, maskiv lo Rav Amnune, מידי כאן וביטם חקטון פרש הקונטרס דוח הנעם אבא מוסל מפרח מידי נפוך מור הקטון וקושל רי מייקו משנה רבם נונה לידי נעם עתיק שמידי איך ומתיך פסילס קטון So, Rashi says that when Rav Amnune raises the question, "Mide kanu vitamche katone," he doesn't mean just kanu vitamche, but "Mide napeu chvora katone," also napeu chvora katone also. So yes, the kashe. So there is the kashe against Rashi. So why does Rav Amnune give a different kimte? And then Abaye. As the same kashe against Rav Amnune that Rav Amnune raised against Rav Yosef. So in what way did Rav Amnune improve upon Rav Yosef's akim? Maiko mishan Rav Amnune dinamit tikshe midei yechum tepsilas katone vei bisomach pirish hakuntres vatan yechayev dain ahar dehoche umishan napu chvore maire vei yechum mishan hoche midei napu chvore katone v'nyer l'rabni Yitzchok didavke mikanu vitamche poich והורך פירושי מי דקן וביטם חקטון כיב דינו חסל פרושי דיני פרירה דיביד מותר ובינפו חבור חייב חטוס לא ילא ניח מלישניס כאן וביטם חדי פוטר אבל לא עושה So the reason says that when that when רב אמנונה זה קשה מי דקן וביטם חקטון so it is doesn't mean as Rashi explains it that it's not implicit because it's Chosam Nasefer according to Rashi's Pshat. So the kashe of Rav Amnune against Rav Yosef is now you apply it to Kanu Vitamche, so let the prizes spell out Kanu Vitamche. So Rashi says Einochename Rav Amnune doesn't mean Davke Mide Kanu Vitamche Katone. He also means Mide Napuchvoy Katone, because the kashe in its essentially is how can you say that the prize deals with Kanu Vitamche? Does the price say Kanu Vitamche? If the price deals with Kanu Vitamche, the price should say it. So the same kasha is, let the price say Napochlo. That's the kasha of the Gemara of Rav Amnune against Rav Yosef, Sekimte, according to Rashi. So Memele, that according to Rashi's Pshat, so the kashe of Rav Amnune against Rav Yosef is how can you apply it to such a situation when the braisa doesn't spell out the situation? That's Rashi's explanation of Rav Amnune's kashe against Rav Yosef. So Tosfos says the kashe, but this is exactly the kashe that Abaye raises against Rav Amnune. So what does Abaye say? Mide yechum tepseles katane. How can you apply the price to yechum tepseles? The price doesn't say it. The price doesn't say it. So he says, why, how did Abaye improve how did Rav Amnune improve upon Rav Yosef? So we have to say that according to Rashi, that Rashi explains the Gemara the way the Ramban explains the Gemara. In other words, you see, when Rav Yosef applied the Braise to Kanu Vitamche, to Napuch Vore, so Mimele, it was completely not implicit in the Loshna Braise that it deals with Napuch Vore and with Kanu Vitamche. It's completely not implicit. Completely not. So that's why the Rav Amnune asks, in other words, it's not implicit. But Rav Amnune said, So in other words, he doesn't discuss different manners in which the prayer is made. He just discusses different nisbori, different articles. What is not different manners in which, let's say, according to Rav Yosef Akinte, so in other words, the price discusses one manner of prayer and another manner of prayer. So, but according to Rav Amnunes, Okinte, so it's one manner of Reire. But the question is whether the Nifal is Eichel Mitech Pseiles or it's Pseiles Mitech Eichel. Whether the Nifal is Eichel Mitech Pseiles, that's implicit. So according to Rav Amnunes, that is implicit. That is implicit in the Loshna Brais. But to say that it is implicit in the Loshna Brais, that the Brais deals with different instruments, well, that's not mistake. But to say, but according to Rav Amnunes Kimte, so the Braise doesn't discuss different manners of being Beire, but different two different Nifolim of Beire. But it's one manner of Beire, one manner of Beire. But one Nifal of Beire is Eichon Tepseles, the other Nifal of Beire is Pseles and Techechel. So that could be implicit in the notion of the Braise, but it certainly not implicit in the notion of the Braise that it deals with can be tamche na pechvore. This is how Rav Amnunes improved upon Rav Yezir. This is how the Ramban explains it, and this is the way Rashi explains it. This is Rashi explains it. So then Abaye says no, even that is not implicit. Machinkin Abayes Oikinte. So we deal with the same manner of Beireir and with the same Nifal, a single Nifal too, but he discusses two different kavones. That's certainly implicit in the Lashon HaBrayis. This is how the Ramban explains it, and obviously Rashi also explains it, but Teisves, and this is what the Glital says, so Teisves obviously doesn't explain that way. So Teisves obviously so explains according to Teisves. So the Kashe, you see, according to the Ramban and Rashi, so they are so good that Rav Amnunes raised against Rav Yosef is analogous to the Asoge that Abaye made against Rav Amnunes. The only thing is, whereas Rav Amnunes felt that he's the way he explains the Braise, when there are no two manners of Beirah in the Braise mentioned, but two different Nifolim, so that's implicit, that's consistent of the Loshon. Masha'in came according to Rav Yosef Sekinte, when there are different manners of Beirah, Beirah Biyad, Beirah Bikan Mitamche, Beirah another instrument, Napur Chvore, that's not implicit in the Loshon. So then this is what Rav Amnunes held, that he's a Kinte, the way he explains, so it's implicit in Loshon HaBrayse, the way Rav Yosef explains is not implicit. So then Abaye says no, the way Rav Amnunes explains is not implicit either in the Loshon HaBrayse, but the way he, Abaye, explains, that's certainly implicit, because after all, according to Abaye, the Brayse deals with one manner of being Biyad and with one Ifa, Eichon Tepseles. So it's one Nifal, and the Braise deals exclusively with one Nifal and with one kind of Maise, with one manner of Beire Biyat, and one Nifal Eichon Tepseles, but Idil discusses two Kavones. One Kavone is Lech Lalter, another Kavone, so that's implicit. Masheinkin according to Rav Amnunes Oikinte. So the Braise deals with one manner of Beirah, but two different Nifals. One Nifal is Eichon Tepseles, and another Nifal is Pseles Techeichel. That's not implicit. And Rav Amnunes holds, this is also implicit. Masheinke, according to Rav Yosef Sekinte, Rav Amnunes says, where he deals with different manners of Beirah, that's certainly not implicit. This is how the Ramban and Rashi explain it. But Teisves holds that the kashe of Abaye against Rav Amnunes is altogether different than the kashe that Rav Amnunes raised against Rav Yosef. When Abaye raised the asogi against Rav Amnunes, and he said, on Mastik Abaye, midei chel mitir psiles katane. So he meant that, seen in view of the fact that the Braise uses the Loshon Beireir, Stam Beireir, means Pseles Mitechechol. That's what Beireir means. The Loshon, the connotation of Stam Beireir, means Pseles Mitechechol. So that's the Kashi. Mashein came when Rabban Nune raised the Kada Asogi against Rav Yosef. So it's not because Stam Beirer, in view of the fact that the Braisa employs the term Beirer, and the term Beirer, it does not mean Kanvitamcha. No. But Beirer, I mean, one can be Beirer B'yad, one can be Beirer B'Kanvitamcha, one can be Beirer B'Napolchvor. So the Russian term Beirer Stam can be used in respect to Kanvitamcha. But his Asoge, Rav Amnune's Asoge against Rav Yosef was, according to Rav Yosef, so the Braisa discusses three different manners of Beirer. Three different manners of Beirer. So how is it that he discusses different situations of Beirer and doesn't say a word? What kind of Beirer this situation, what kind of Beirer? So that's inconceivable. So then he says, so then Rav Amnune says, no, he doesn't discuss different acts of Beirer. Different acts of Beirer. It's one act of Beirer, but different Nifolim. So different Nifolim, he doesn't have to spell out. He doesn't have to spell out. So then Abaye raises the Asogi against Rav Amnune. And he says, no, but since, how can you say that when the Braisa says Beirer, he means Eichel Mitech Pseiles? No, Beirer. The connotation, the usual connotation of Beirer means Pseiles Mitech. Not Eichel Mitech Pseiles. So then, Elama Abaye, Beirer Veichel Alter. So according to him, it's all right. So obviously, it means that according to Abaye, the price is reference to Pseiles Mitech Eichel. So in other words, so the thesis is very good, this thesis is very good, and the thesis at the bottom is very good. I mean, these are the yukim, but these are very deep, profound yukim. I mean, so it's mashma from the thesis, that one. Alright, but now, so that means the thesis v'shita is that Abayis, according to Abayis Ukimte, So the Braisa has reference to Pseiles Mitechel. So by Pseiles Mitechel, so it's Beir Aveichel Alter, and Ubeir Miniach Alter, Ubei Beyeim Pseiles Mitechel, Laniach Lachazman. So if he's Beirer, so he's Chai V'Chatos. That's in regard to Pseiles Mitechel. How is it in regard to Eichel Mitech Pseiles? How is it in regard to Eichel Mitech Pseiles? So Abaye doesn't say anything. But let's consider the other Wikimtes. And if we assume that there is no Machlekes, many Rishonim say there is no Machlekes, so then, when Rav Yosef says, I mean, when Rav Amnune says, Beir Aveichel Eichel Mitech Pseiles, Beir Omeniach Eichel Mitech Pseiles, Pseiles Mitech Eichel Lo Yivreya, Vim Beir Chayev Ratos. So obviously, once, if we assume that there is no machlekes between Rav Amnune and Abaye says in so many words, according to this chat, that Pseiles Mitech Eichel Biyad Leichel Alter is Mutal Chatchile. So when he says, so when Rav Amnune says Pseiles Mitech Eichel Lo Yivreya Vim Beir Chayev Ratos, he couldn't have reference to Leichel Alter, but he must have reference Rav Amnune to Laniach Lachazman. So and then in contrast to Pseiles Mitech Eichel, that Lachazman in Beir Chayev Ratos, Rav Amnune says Eichel Mitech Pseiles, so is Mutal Chatchile. So that means that Rav Amnune says that Eichel Mitech Pseiles, Eichum Tichpseiles Biyad is Muter even Laniach Lachazman. So that is the difference between Eichum Tichpseiles and Pseiles Mitechel. In other words, in regard to Laniach Lachazman. So Pseiles Mitechel Laniach Lachazman, Pseiles Mitechel Laniach Lachazman, so is Chayim. And Eichel Mitech Pseiles Laniach Lachazman is Muter. That's the issue. Now the Rashbo, Navedes HaKedesh, so he says that there is, that if it's Leichel Alter, If it's Leachal Alter, so Bein Psilas Mitech Eichel. Bein Eichel Mitech Psilas. Bein Psilas Mitech Eichel. Bein Eichel Mitech Psilas. Leachal Alter, Biad Izmut. There's no difference. Leachal Biad, Biad Leachal Alter. So Bein Psilas Mitech Eichel Izmut Alechatchile, Bein Eichel Mitech Psilas. Then, Laniach Lachazman. Laniach Lachazman. So the Rashba says Navidis Akedesh. So Bein Psilas Mitechecho, Bein Eichom Mitech Psilas is Chai Vachatus. So the question is, so in other words, so it appears from the Rashba Navidis Akedesh that there is no difference between Psilas Mitechecho and Eichom Mitech Psilas. Eichom Mitech Psilas. So what Rav Amnune says in so many words, there is a difference. This is the Kashe that bothered Eglita. And because of that, Rav Amnune says so many words. So according to the Rajbo Munafshech, when does Rav Amnune make the distinction between Echum Tachzum Tzeum 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 Tzeum? If it's Lech La Alter, so even Tzeum 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 is not Chai Vechatos is Buddha. If it's Laniach Lach Azman, so even Laniach Lach, if it's Laniach Lach Azman, so even Echum Tzeum Tzeum is Chai Vechatos, according to Rajbo. So that's the kasha that the Eglital, that the Tal raises against the Rashba Navi Sakesh. Because of that, the Eglital is Mechadesh Ebit Chiddush. It could be true if the Rashba said it, but he's Mechadesh Ebit Chiddush. So he says there is one difference, according to Rashba, between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitech Eichel. And that is in regard, but the Rashba says in so many words, if it is laniach lachazman, then even eichum tekhpseles is chay vachatos. Biat. If it is, even biat, if it's laniach lachazman, not lech lauter, so even eichum tekhpseles is chay vachatos. So when is there a difference between eichum tekhpseles and tzilel tekhaycho? So he says, the Eglital says, according to Rashba, the difference between eichum tekhpseles and tzilel tekhaycho manifests itself in the case of Lech La'Alter. But Lech La'Alter, so the Rashba says in so many words, even Psilis M'techeichol, Lech La'Alter is Muta L'chatchile. Is Muta L'chatchile. So, the Eglital says, there is a difference. Eichol M'tech Psilis is Muta L'chatchile, is Muta L'chatchile, when it's Lech La'Alter, no matter what the usual way of being Beirer the Eichel Mitech Pseiles is. Whether the usual way of being Beirer the Eichel Mitech Pseiles is Al Dekele or Al Deyad, so that the Alochi is Eichel Mitech Pseiles Lech La'Alter is Muta. Even if the usual way of people of being Beirer the Eichel Mitech Pseiles is by hand, not by Napochlo. Mashein Kein in regard to Pseiles Mitech Eichel. So the Rashba says that Pseilas Mitech Eichel Lech La'Alter is Muter, but the Rashba's Loshen is Avol. So Pseilas Mitech Eichel is Midai from the Loshen of Rashba. That when does the Rashba say Pseilas Mitech Eichel is Muter Lech La'Alter, only if the Derech of being Beirer the Pseilas Mitech Eichel is Al Napuchmo. And he does it with his hand. So Mimele, if it's Klachayad, it's Aldeishinu, so then Psilas Mitechechel is also Muter. Is also Muter Lechel Alter. Biyat. On account of the fact that the usual way of being Beirer the Psilas Mitechechel is Al-Napuchlo. Masheinke, if the usual way of being Beirer the Psilas Mitechechel happens to be, for most people, also Aldeyad, Biyat. So then, the Rashba will be made it. That Pseilas Mitechechel Lechel Alter is Chai Vachatos. Masheinke, Eichel Mitech Pseilas. So then, Eichel Mitech Pseilas is Muter Lechatchile. Even if the usual way of being Beirad Eichel Mitech Pseilas is Aldiyat. So that's the difference. In order to answer the Kashi against the Avidis HaKedesh, because the Avidis HaKedesh says in so many words that Lechel Alter, so Biad is Muter Lechatchile Beirichum Tepsiles Dimsiles Mitechich. And he also says explicitly David is Akedesh that Laniach Lachazman, so Yischaev Achatos, even Eichum Tepsiles. So the question is, so how does Rav Amnune distinguish between Echum Tepsil and Tzil and Hechel? So the Tal says Rav Amnune makes a distinction between Echum Tepsil and Tzil and Hechel. So it's in regard to Lechel Alta, but Lechel Alta Pseilas Mitechel is Mutal Chatchile. Why does Rav Amnune say Pseilas Mitechel in Birach Haifratos? Rav Amnune is reference to a case where the derech is to be beirei Pseilas Mitechel biyad. Masha'im came, if the derech is, when the Rashba says that it's Mutal Chatchile, so he has reference to the case where the derech is to be beirei al dinapu chvo. So if he does it al dishinu, so then it's Mutal Chatchile. But this is something that the Rashba doesn't mention. I mean, there is no reference, he doesn't intimate, I mean, of such a distinction. Why should we say? But the Ekli Tal was forced to say that because he took it for granted that what some Rishonim say, that there is no machlekes, no substantive machlekes between the Amroim, Rav Yosef, Rav Amnune, and Abaye, everybody agrees. All right, some Rishonim say it, but that does not mean that the Rashba has to agree with it. So if we are going to say Rav Amnune does not agree with Abaye, there is a substantive machlekes. So in Hanane, according the Rashba could say that according to Rav Amnune, so there is a difference between Echum Tepsilas and Tzilas Mitechel. But Abaye is chelik and Rav Amnune, and we pass like Abaye. That's the final maskone of the Gemara, the kimta of the price. So according to Abaye, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Echum Tepsilas or Tzilas Mitechel. If it is Lechel Alta, so then even Tzilas Mitechel is Muta Lechatchile, and if it's Laniach Larazman, so even Echum Tepsilas is Chai Vechavos. Now, the Ritvo says that there is a machlekes between Rav Amnune and Abaye, but the Ritva mentions it in the name of Teisves, but that's not our Teisves. I mean, we have to say that our Teisves holds the shite that the Glital says. So that's, I mean, this especially this Ritva mentions many Teisves that we don't find. So that's another Teisves, but the Ritva mentions a shite that is exactly, that conforms exactly to the shita of the Rashba Avodas HaKodesh. But then the Ritva himself points out, but that does not conform. In other words, the Ritva mentions a shita that according to Abaye, so it doesn't make any difference, there is no difference between Pseilas and Techeichel Echad Pseilas. If it's Laniach Lachazman, even Echum Tepsilas is Chai Vachatos. If it is Lech Laotas, even Pseilas and Techeichel is Mutal Chatchila. But Rav Amnune says that there is a difference, so he says there is a machlekes. So he says, "Pirush b'teisves, given the stomach of the mask of Abaye, midich b'tzilas ketone. Pirush b'teisves, given the stomach of Tone. Afilu b'tzilas mitechecho mashu. Tzilas mitechecho mashu. Elo mar Abaye, b'yo v'echo lishayte, b'yo m'nich lishayte. Afilu b'tzilas mitechecho, b'yo b'yim l'ivre. Pirush b'afilu eichu mitepsilas, b'afilu b'yode, v'im b'yo chay v'chatos. Nimtza afilu Abaye mikul yeisem rav amnune, b'yo l'echo lishayte. Hamach mir yeisem amenu, b'yo l'bay b'yim. Shehu chay v'chatos, afilu b'yo eichu mitepsilas. So there is a machlekes. Abu Meir Rav Zal Pirshim Rabbi Nagodol Da Abaye Lishore Leichum Tepsilas. This is the Ramban Shita. This is the Rach Shita. The Rach Shita. So we can say, that the Rashba Shita is like that. He's like the Shita that the Ritva mentions in the name of Teisves, but that's not the same Shita as Teisves here. Now let's see the next Teisves. Mashma de Echum Tepsilas in the Rabbi Rabbi. Now, so what is this to say? Now, there is a distinction. Rabam Nune distinguishes between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitechech. Why is there such a distinction? So Teisa says, because it's not the Rabreira Likach. It's not the Rabreira to pick out the Eichel from the Pseiles. The Derech of Beirerim is to pick out the Pseiles from the Eichel. So Memele, it's Kilachayad. That's why there is a difference. This is Teisa's point. But the Ramban emphasizes, the Ramban has a different pshat in the distinction between Eichum Tepsil and Tzil and Eichum. Not because it's Lachayad, because it's not the Rabbeir Likach. The Ramban in the Chedushim says that the reason as to why Eichum Tepsil is Kal as against Tzil and Eichum, because Tzil and Eichum is not the Rachachile. Eichum Tepsil is the Rachachile. In other words, according to the Ramban, the reason as to why Eichum Tepsil is muter, lech lauter. And what it means lauter? Lauter doesn't mean dafke, the small particle of food before you put it in the mouth. Just before the sude, as you are ready to eat. So why is that muter? Because that's an integral part, that's part and parcel of the process of eating. This is how people eat. It's not bera. Not because it's klachayad, it's not bera bera. According to Teisves, so the reason is why Eichel Mitech Pseiles is muter under certain circumstances, whereas Pseiles Mitech Eichel under the same circumstances is Chayav Chatos, is because Eichel Mitech Pseiles is a Shinu, it's Lachayat, it's Lachayat. So it should be also. So then it's part and parcel of the Achille process. And we apply the same concept with Gabi Pseiles and Techechel too, in respect to the small particles of food before you put it in your mouth. So the Ramban says, even Pseiles and Techechel, you're allowed to take out a bone from a small particle of fish before you put that small particle of fish into your mouth. Why? Because it's part and parcel of the Achille process. But if you do it on the whole crop, even if you do it before the Sudeh, so then it's not part and parcel of the Achille process, because it's not the Rech Achille to take out in bulk all the Pseiles immediately before the Sudeh. But it is the Rech Achille to take out, to select in bulk the Eichel from the Pseiles immediately before the Sudeh. So Memele, for the same longness that one is allowed to take out a little bone from a small particle of fish just before he puts the small particle of fish into his mouth. Why? Because it's not there. That's eating. So Eichum Tepseles, if he does it immediately before the Sunday, even if he does it in total and the whole meal, so it's also a way of eating. So it's the same one. Now, if you look over the Ramban, so you'll see that the Ramban himself mentions Teisa Shite, that the reason as to why Eichum Tepsilas is distinguished from Psilis Techechol because it's not the Abreya, because he's massive, he rejects that explanation. And he says, not because it's not the Abreya, because it's Derech Achil. The Ramban himself says it. Because the Berish Perik Teili, Amrino Madarki Shal Beire Reichol Mitech Psilis. So we see that that's, the Techechol Mitech Psilis is the Abreya. V'yesh leima v'hosom v'psilis mehu be'al ha'eich. Ha've'eichel mitech psilis der abreir. V'hosom v'mshamer ha'eir. So this says that where psilis is mehu be'al ha'eich, so eichel mitech psilis is der abreir. So is chayev. In other words, this is that the distinction between psilis and techeichel and eichel mitech psilis is not a distinction of eichel mitech psilis as such. As contrasted with Pselis Techechel as such, but in other words, the Dera Breire is to take out this the lesson. When people are Breire, so they take out the lesson. So usually the Pselis is a lesson. So Memele, the Dera Breire is to take out the Pselis. But if it happens that in a certain crop, the psilis is the more numerous and the eichel is the lesser, so then dafke the eichel mitich psilis is the rabreir and is chayev and psilis mitich eichel will be muter. Alright, so that's another sheet. But one thing is mistaber, I mean it is self evident that the reason as to why it tastes, you see, the Ramban is chilek. The Ramban holds that Pselis Mitechechon is Pshutiki Mashmoye, means Pselis Mitechechon. Eichon Mitech Pselis means Eichon Mitech Pselis. It doesn't matter whether what is more or what is less. It's Lishit Asayit, you see, because according to the Ramban, so the reason is why Eichon Mitech Pselis is more Kal than Pselis Mitechechon is because Eichon Mitech Pselis is Derech Achille. So Memele, of course, you cannot say that it's Derech Achille. Derech Achille, it depends upon what is lesser. The Derech Achille is always the Eichel Mitech Pselis. When you eat, you are interested in eating the Eichel, not in the not eating of the Pselis. So Memele, in view of the fact that the Ramban holds that the Kule of Eichel Mitech Pselis consists in Derech Achille, so Memele he emphasizes the fact that it is Eichel Mitech Pselis as such, not that it's more numerous. Mashenkin tastes, he says, because it's not the Rabrere, so he could say either way, I mean. But tastes can say what he says. Since the reason is why Eichel Mitech Pselis is not the Rabrere, is potter, and is muter, because it's not the Rabrere, because people are not better that way. So tastes says, why aren't people better that way? Because people like to work less. So Memele, so the Der Abreire is to take out the lesson. Yes.
So wouldn't that be the Saber that Shiloh about this, as you're eating the souls in the altar, would be as the Shabura says, my focus, the Ramban, the focus
on the... No, but you see, that does not mean, I'm coming to it, that does not mean that the machlekes between the Maria Avlafia and the Mari Tatz is a machlekes between the Ramban and Tesis, that the Ramban is accord with the Shita of Mari Avlafia and Tesis accord with the Shita of Mari Tatz, because the Mari Avlafia can accord with Tesis Shita too, because you see, it's only in respect to a Beireya that is done in total, and all the food of the Sude. Not so. So then, Tesis, the Ramban holds that when the Beireya is Eichel Mitech Pselis, so even the Beireya Mitech Pselis is done in total, and all the food of the Sude that will be eaten in the next immediate Sude by, let's say, 20 guests. Suppose the woman invited 20 guests. So still, Eichel Mitech Pselis is muter according to the Ramban, in total and the whole thing, because it's part and parcel of the Achille process. According to Tesis, so you cannot say when the Breyer is done and all the food in total, that it's part and parcel of the Achille process. So why is it Kal? Why is it muter? So Tesis says the result to another time, because it's Klachaya. When the beer is done and one tiny little particle just before you put it in your mouth, the tastes will also agree that that's an integral part of the process of achila. You couldn't even eat any other way, you see. Mashenke, ligabe, prepare that is done in toto and all the food, so you could eat another way. I mean, you don't have to, you don't have to do it just before you sit down, you wash to eat. So, but where it's done on a little tiny particle before you put it in your mouth, then tastes will also agree with the lomdes of the Ramban.
No, the Ramban at least had the score in the Gemara of Okomi Tosos,
so you see tasteless, where is tasteless in regard to Echom Tosos? Is Chelik and Ramban, but in regard to Rav Chisdes Lomdes, so he says he agrees with the Ramban thesis. V'amitari tzal kedaito de pochis mishir av der achile. He doesn't say the pochis mishir ain't the derabera. He emphasizes av der achile. Why? Because since it involves a small shir, so that could be considered as an integral part of achile. Mashen came in regard to echum tefseles, where the bera is done in toto, let's say on a big volume of food that is going to be eaten in the next immediate tzudah. So then teisa shite, that could not be considered as an integral part of achile. So why is it muter? So Tesis says to resort another explanation, because it's not the rabbeir b'kach. All right, now because of Rashi, the pnam before coming the beitze haber kipnis biyontev b'shama yemrim beir veichel veichel ubeisil beir veichel veichel ubeisil el yemrim beir kedarki v'megmor ba melavurim kishayichel meruba lapseiles avu pseiles meruba laichel diver hakel meiteles veichel. Everybody agrees. Bishama and Bisilel. But Bishamai also. We Bisilel Mugubalaichel have a Echom Tifseles there are brave. Echeshor the Bishamai. Hoina Asher the Varakidaki. It's all Yiddish. Alright. Now let's see the next thesis. Vatanya Chaye. Pirish Bikunfes. The Haine Brice the Lil. Vikosha the Lil. The Maidi Mukminole Binapo Choro Mashmadavkil Baby Yemos. Aber laut der a few na pochvorosh und wir kamen die beitsa mach na pochvorosh am holding und ich habe sie leben wir gedacht wir kann mit am aber na pochvor wir machen mit laut der wie wei wir gehen der hole der leo habe beile bei die mit laut der dabei wir kein schon hole na pochvor a few bei die und was ist die beitsa so vor pochas bei die wir nie alle ri die preise der leo leider bei der biat die hohe die make mir bin na pochvor preis achite hi va fil alt ga je vgatos vi geen mas van dich per schraag so it doesn't mean so that it tells he doesn't need to accept the pshat of the rach completely but just the sweet law mit der pjesa di pile is je is gimul dinim bi ber alt di ad mit rach khile bi kan tam khapot rab lo se bi na pu khore ga je vgatos now. Now, there is one thing that has to be discussed. I mean, there is a lot of confusion on it. Now we pass like a baye in accordance with the sheet of the rach. That's the basic sheet. That's the biggest chum. So in other words, when is it muta to be beireya? The chatchile and Shabbos only when you have three things litavus, three prerequisites litavus. Number one, that it should be echum tefseles. Number two, that it should be biyad. And number three, that it should be le'eche la'alta. What does la'alta mean? So la'alta, by echum tefseles, doesn't mean la'alta each specific particle just before you put it in the mouth. That's muta the Ramban says, even mamzil in the chicho, but it means la'alta before the sum. But there seems to be a machlekes, reshen. Rabbi Yeruchem says that le'alter here means ba'echom tefseles, even if it is 12 hours before. As long as there is no intervening suit, as long as it is before that, let's say, you finish the Friday night Suda Shabbos, let's say, you finish that at 8 o'clock, and then you intend to eat the next Suda, you intend to eat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So right after you finish the Suda of Friday night, you can be bere all the food that you eat next afternoon. But you cannot be bere the food that you eat at Sudeh Shlishis. That's not. because that's not the next Mi Yetzudeh. But if it is the next Mi Yetzudeh, Rabbi Yeruchem says, no matter how many hours, so you are allowed to eat it. Alright. Then, the Mordechai says that it has to be Miyad Mamish, Somuch Mamish. But, if it is, so what does it mean, Somuch Mamish? What does it mean, Somuch Mamish? So the Gital says that Somuch Mamish means it shouldn't be more than 1 hour, not more than 60 minutes. Where did he get that shiur? I mean, why? Since when is 1 hour, I mean, more than 1 hour, not Somuch Mamish? This is how the Gital says. Now, the Mogavrom, the Mogavrom says something which on the surface appears to be very strange. Now, the Mogavrom is reference to Teichim, but it doesn't make any difference because we pasken that even Teichim is Mutalech Laotah. So here in Simen Shin Chopalev, Sif Yubeis, Hamichati Chayerek Dagdak Chayer Mishum Teichim. So then he says, then the Ramo says, V'chol Zelu Mayrel Chiteich Umaniach. In other words, the same thing that is true of Beria, that Echon Tertzeles is Mutal Echon Miyad, so is also true of Teich. So here the Mogavrom says, V'avod Neseinu Nuagulach Techatzon Undevedesh and Shabbos, dak made. V'yesh lo'em al mi she'yismichu. V'akoponim oso la'asis ad yitzias b'sakneses. V'binon somuch nisidem amesh. So first of all, the Mogavrom is paskens like the Morcha, when from the lotion of the Ramo, so the lotion of the Ramo is וכל מה שבירי או יציר אחרי סיסודי שמייסב בו מיד נקרא לו ואף לאחיר הם איכלו ממישו. So the Russian is יציר אחרי סיסודי שמייסב בו מיד. So you can say that it's he passes like a Mordechai, but in parentheses there are more mentions Rabbi Yeruchem, and Rabbi Yeruchem says in so many words that it can be even at night. Let's say if you already finished the Sudei Shabbos Friday night, so you can be bere all the food that you eat the next meal, even though the next meal you'll eat the next day, the next morning, I mean, the same day, the next morning or the next afternoon. Rabbi Yeruchem says so explicitly, and here the Ramo, he says mikre l'tzirach eis esude shemeisev bo miyad mikre l'alda, and he mentions Rabbi Yeruchem. So it seems that the Mogavro, an account of the Lashon, even though in the parentheses he mentioned Rabbi Yeruchem, but maybe that is not the Lashon of the, maybe somebody else put in, you know, Rabbi Yeruchem in parentheses. But because the Ramo said Shebeisiv bo miyad, so the Mogavrom assumed that the Ramo passes like the Mordechai, not like Rabbi Yeruchem. Alright, that's another question. So he says V'yesh lehem al mi sheyismechu v'al kolponim oseh Lasis aditzias bisakneses, the binon somuch lisude mamish, kumishikosuf rish simen shiyetches. Because in other words, so he understood the miyad that it means the shite of the Mordechai. Alright, but he explains miyad that means itzias bisakneses. What kind of a definition is that? What does it mean itzias bisakneses? I mean, since when is the itzias bisakneses the explanatory of descriptive of miyad? Now suppose let's say they came back already from the bisakneses, the husband, the wife, the children, everybody all went to shul, and they came back from the bisakneses, but and then they sat down to talk for 2 hours, and then they washed. So if that's called miyat, why? Because they did it after Yitzias Misakneses. Why is the Yitzias Misakneses so important? Since when is Yitzias Misakneses so important? So I think, I'm sure of it, that what the Mogavrom said, the Mogavrom says it's here this Akneses. The Mogavrom means, let's say, I suppose that many places, in many homes, so the man went to shul and the woman, the wife, did not go to shul. So the wife was able to be bereah. The eichel mitapseles for the whole sudah, for the Shabbos meal, about the time when the husband was expected to come for the misakneses. So then they wouldn't have to wait with washing for the sudah. So Mimele, he says, if, let's say, the husband went to shul, he left for shul, let's say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he'll come back, let's say, at 12 o'clock, so for the woman to be bereah, the eichel mitapseles, let's say, at 5 minutes after 9, when there will be another 3 hours until they'll be able to sit down to eat, so that's not miyad. What kind of a miyad is it? Miyad means the closest moment in accordance with the practice and the convenience. But suppose the wife is so frum, she also insists upon going to shul every Shabbos, and then if she will have to be bereah, the eichel mitapseles after she comes back from shul, so because of that they'll have to stay hungry for another half an hour, and they'll have to postpone the washing and the sitting down to the sudeh for another half an hour, then she is allowed to be bereah before she goes to shul. Not because the shul is not the criterion the coming out from shul. That's not the criterion. This is only sometimes he mentioned in accordance with their practice in those days, so that determined the closest moment in accordance with the practice and the wishes of the family. They want, so Ibrahaname, let's say if they have a habit that they will not wash before 2 o'clock. That's their habit, they're on a diet and they don't want to eat before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they came back from shul at 12 o'clock. So the Mogavrom wouldn't say just because it's already lacha yitzias misakneses, he or she is allowed to be bereah. Why should be allowed? It's not so muchmamesh nesud. But if this, let's say she has to go to shul, and then if she will not be bereah, the Eichon Tepseles, let's say at 9 o'clock before she goes away to shul, then she'll have to do it when she comes back from shul. So then they'll have to wait with the eating for an extra hour. So then, before she goes to shul, that's the closest moment. Some of Lesuda, in accordance with their practice, in accordance with their convenience, the way they want to eat. And no one is to tell them, I mean, you have to start eating the moment you come back from shul. If he wants to wash at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's his business. So then, he's not allowed to be bereah, according to the Mordechai, to be bereah the Eichon Tepseles at 12 o'clock, just because he came back from shul. I mean, this is the obvious pshat. This is what the Mogavrom means. So in other words, so in Chaname, the Mogavrom says that the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Mordechai. So in other words, so let's say Friday night after the Sudeh, you're not allowed to be bereah the Eichon Tepseles for the next Sudeh, because you can do it tomorrow. But in Chaname, let's say the situation is such, let's say she has a big Sudeh, she has a certain celebration, a bris or a bar mitzvah something, and she has 50 guests or 100 guests in the house, and then the closest moment to be bereah the eichel mitapseles would be at 10 o'clock Friday night. If she will not do it at 10 o'clock Friday night, so then they'll have to wait 4 extra hours before they wash. So then she would be allowed, even according to the Mordechai, to be bereah the eichel mitapseles, because that's somach miyat means the closest moment in accordance with the desire when to eat. So this is what the Mogavrom. Now, in connection with that Rambam, now, as I mentioned, I mean, that the Mishneh Berurah says that there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. And then the Chaznish is more machmir, he says that there is no machlekes. That the Ramban also has reference to a case where he takes it out already from the mouth, but if he takes it out before he puts it in the mouth, so he says, it's a Chaznish. So that there is no stira, because the Rosh requires that the mapo should be put in the mouth, but not on the table on top of the teaspoonful, because the only reason as to why you're allowed to take out the bone from a small particle of fish before you put it in the mouth, because that's the derech achille, but it's not the derech achille to, before you take a teaspoonful of water into your mouth, to put a mapo on the teaspoonful. But if you do it in the mouth itself, you put the mapo in the mouth itself, so even though that's not in accordance with the practice of people, but in the mouth it's not bare anyway. In the mouth it's not bare anyway. So in other words, there is no machlekes. Now, I'm sure that many will tell you that the Taz in Sif Yud Gimel, in Simen Shin Yud Tes, is contrary to what I said. But I don't think that it's contrary in any way. Now, the Taz in Simen Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, so he says, Kishenayflin Yeshisa. Kishenayflin zvuvim lekase, shalayetzu hazvuvim levadon mina case. The havalei kibir apseles, elo yikach mina mashke ktsasimo. So the Taz says that if, let's say, a zvuv, a fly, comes into a course of water, so he should not take out the fly by itself. Then it's a chiyuv chatos. I mean, according to the Shittas Arach, so it's bare pshilas mitechech. Pshilas mitechech, even if he does it just before the Suda. So, elo yikach namashke ktsasimor. So in other words, if he takes, let's say, with a spoon, so he scoops, let's say, water with the fly in it, so then he's not bare pshilas mitechech, because he's bare water from water. And the little bit of water that he scoops in the teaspoonful, so he has a fly in it, so he's battered it. But the Rav in Isidah, not in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav in Isidah, there is a lot of lomdes in the Cheshabes, in the Rav Sidah. So the Rav in Isidah, he is masik on the Taz, and he says that it's osea even to scoop, you know, with the spoon to scoop water with the fly in it, because it's still pseles miteyecheichel. I mean, because actually the purpose is not to separate the few drops of water, but the purpose that he has in mind is to separate the fly. So no matter how he does it, so it's still osir. I mean, the same thing. Let's say the same shaila would be in connection if you have, let's say, soup, and there's a lot of fat in the soup, and you want to remove the fat from the soup. So according to the Taz, you're not allowed to remove just the fat, but to scoop in the spoon a little bit of soup with the fat, that is all right. According to the Rav in the Isidah, the Shabbos, so that will also involve an Isra beer. Now, so I'm sure you'll say, so we see that the Taz is certainly chilek on the Maria Velafie, he's like the Maritatz, but I don't think that the Taz is chilek on the Ramban Shite, because the Taz doesn't say that he has reference to a case when there is, let's say, in a teaspoon, in a spoon, there is a little bit of water, and he's ready to put that spoon with a little bit of water into his mouth, and there is a fly that he's not allowed to take out the fly. In a Kanami, in such a case, he's allowed. But you have in a big glass, you have a fly, or you have in a big plate, or in a pot, you have a fly, and you want to take it out just for the whole Sude, not for one zip, but for the whole Sude. So then, the Ramban Seter doesn't apply. Samaili says, so there is another Eitze. If you take it together with a little bit mashke, so then you can scoop it out with a little mashke from the whole pot, from the whole glass, even though you will drink it in the course, that glass you will drink in the course of 50 minutes, or in the course of 2 hours. Yes.
Lamai said, we just said that we shouldn't rely on the Taz because it's very common situation on Shabbos.
No, we certainly have to be cheshish for the shit of the Rav, no? because what the Rav says, I'm not Lubavitcher, I'm not saying it because the Rav said it, because what the Rav says is very mistada. I mean, what the Taz says is also mistada, but what the Rav says is very mistada. It's very mistaba. So after all, according to the Rav Shittes, it's a shailen and the Raise. It's a shailen and the Raise, how can we be made? But if, let's say, you have to take out a fly from the small particle that you are going right after that to put in your mouth, then there is no shailen, then it's muta.
Is there any itza at all? If you have a fly in a pan?
What? Oh, so the Rav gives an itza. So the Rav himself gives an itza. The Rav says, so what do you do if you have a fly in a pan? That happens. So he says you should take the pot and pour it like this. You see, you take the pot, you bend it, you tilt it, you tilt the pot, and you start pouring, let's say, the soup from the pot, and then as you pour it, so then the fly will also fall out together with the soup that drips down. So then it is muta. Why? So the Rav says, why is it muta then? Because in that case, since you don't touch the fly, so the fly falls out, and what remains in your hand? The pot with the soup, without any fly in it. So memele, it's beira reichom techapseles, it's not beira pseles mechef. So that you can do.
But according to the Taz, if...
Why? According to the Taz is matir, even if you take it with your hand. So, if as long as together with the fly you have soup. Now here, when you till the pot, so you certainly pour out a lot of soup together with the fly. You'll have to pour out for 2 minutes maybe until the fly will decide to come out.
According to the Ramban.
Yeah.
Rabbi, can you pour out the soup, like say, into its plate so it's not to waste it, and then when you see the flies about to come out, pour it on the sink, or do you have to pour all the soup out?
No, so the way to do it is to pour it either on the floor, but if you don't want to do it on the floor, so you do it in the sink.
According to the Ramban,
yeah.
What's considered the Maase HaAchila? If you have a kos in front of you, is it dafka?
That's it that you are going to put in your mouth. But you have a whole kos.
So what if you're not drinking with a spoon? No. How do you know whether that zip is going to have the fly or not?
So if not with a spoon, so how do you get with your mouth?
Yeah.
All right. So it all depends. If let's say here is the course, and you put your mouth to the rim of the course, and the fly is mamish near the rim of the course, then you're allowed. But suppose the fly is at the bottom or at the other end, you're not allowed. It's only if it is necessary.
So then you have to resort
remove.
To the same as the Rav says about
that's
pouring
right,
it out.
That's right. You have to resort. Why is it a very relevant problem? Never happened to me, I don't know.
So the same thing would be true, let's say, of preparing a salad on Shabbos. If you have lettuce, the outside leaves aren't good. So then there's really no itz. It's just
no itz, no itz.
The Mishnah Berurah mentioned about the outside leaves. Then that's all it's not okay, no?
What is it?
The outside thing is no good. So then that's the natural way to do it, to just remove the outside. And then let's say by a lettuce, a head of lettuce, if the outside leaves are spoiled, they're no good. In order to get to the inside, so you have to remove the outside. So how can else you remove it?
Why? What are you going to do? You remove together with the outside leaf that is not good, a piece of a leaf that is also good. And according to the Rav, it's
so how can you ever eat? I mean,
you prepare before Shabbos. What do you mean, how can you ever eat?
Let's say rocks over Shabbos. So it's just too bad.
And there got to be oranges.
Yeah.
So I mean, Moshe protected, so you have to be not after. So it wouldn't be considered so much when we talk also. It's impossible to do it in the
digital. All right, I'll discuss.
Eighth shir in Shabbos, Chav Dalet El Hay Tov Shin Lamed Vav, September 19, 1976, on Sunday.
Briefly, the various shittes in regard to Beira. Now we mentioned the shittes Arach, That's the major shita. That's the shita that the Rambam passes like that, and the Chadar, the Ramah. That's the major shita. Most Rishonim adhere to that shita. But there are other shitas. Now, then Rashi shita is, and Rashi shita, so thesis itself points out that Rashi is chilik on that shita. Because the shita Sarachi is that the Napo Chvoro, no matter what, it's osa. But Rashi shita is, since Rashi says, Vatanya Chayev, so Rashi says, Braise Leil, so and the Gemara says, Loika, Shehobi Kalim Vitamcho, Napo Chvoro, and so that means that Abaye has reference to Napo Chvoro. And Abaye says, as Pshat in the Braise, Beir Veichel Altea, that means, Eichel Mitech Pseiles Altea, the Napo Chvoro. Is mutar chatzir. Ubeir meniach lealter. Ubei biyei lo yivreh. Vimbirich naskibir leitzel chayiv chatos. So that means yechom tichpseles lech lealter. Al de napo chvoro is mutar chatzir. That's the other extreme of the rachshi. Alright, but pseles nitechayichayil. So rashi is at the other extreme. At the other extreme in regard to napo chvoro from the rach. Because according to Rach, Napo Chvoro is always Oser, is always Chayif no matter what. So, and according to Rashi, so, Leechel Alta, Reichel Mutich Pseiles, is Muta Lechatchile al the Napo Chvoro. But then, Rashi Shite appears that Pseiles Mutichicho is Oser no matter what. Pseiles Mutichicho. Alright. So that is Rashi Shite. Now then, Teisa Shite as the Eglital is Mechiach. So Teisa Shite is Teisa accepts the Rach's three klolim, but whereas the Rach applies the three klolim ligabe echom tich pseiles, so he Teisa applies it to pseiles mitechich. To pseiles mitechich. That's Teisa Shite. Then we have three shittes. Then we have the shite of the Rashbo. So the Rashbo in Avidus Hakodesh, he says that lechel alter, so it's muter even pseles mitechichel, and lo aniach is chayev even mechel mitech pseles. So the eglital is the kashe against the Rashbo. So there is no difference. There is no difference. And who says that there is a difference between Echom Tepsel and Tilom Techeichu? Rav Amnune says. But Eglital assumed that what some Rishonim say, that there is no machlekes, no substantive machlekes between Abayes Ukimte and the other Ukimtes, Rav Amnune, Rav Yosef, that is adhered to by all Rishonim. So Memele, he takes it for granted that the Rashba also agrees that there is no machlekes between Abaye and Rav Amnune. And Rav Amnune definitely distinguishes between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Pseiles Mitech Eichel. So because of that, he was forced to establish a big chidesh. A big chidesh, according to the Rashba. Now the Rashba says that Lechel Alter, it's Muter, even Pseiles Mitech Eichel. Biyad, Lechel Alter Biyad. And Loniach is Chayev, Biyad, even Eichel Mitech Pseiles. So in what case does Rav Amnune distinguish between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Eichel? So the Gletal says Rav Amnune distinguishes between Eichel Mitech Pseiles and Eichel in regard to the case where he is Beir Le'alter Pseiles Mitech Eichel and if it is so, and if it is the derech, to be beireya, biyat. So pseiles mitechichel will be chayev. But eichum tich pseiles, even though it's the derech, but since it's derech achile, so maybe there is no isabera. And when does the Rash? So this is what Rav Amnune has reference to when he says beira veichel eichum tich pseiles. So it means biyat, even though it's the derech to be beirir. Biyat, so it's still Eichel Mitech Pseiles is muta because it's derech achile. But Pseiles Mitech Eichel lo yivreir, Vim bir chayfratos, even though it's alter and biyad, as long as it's the derech to be beira biyad, the psilis in the chichol. So, but when does the Rajbos Nabil Sakirish say that psilis in the chichol is muter, biyad, lech la'alter? So the Rajbos refers to a case where the derech, the usual way of being beira here is al dinapochvo. And he does it biyad, so then it's muter. But this is a derech because the Rajbos should say it, Nabil Sakirish. The Rajbos says tam. The Rajbos says tam that beirer la'alter biyad is muter bein echum tefsilas bein psilas bin dechichol, and it's mashma in the same way. So then the kasha is, so it's mashma even if it is the derech to be beirer biyad. So not only the case where it's the derech to be beirer al dinapuch vor and he does it biyad, so it's klachayad. But even if it's the derech to be beirer al biyad, so it's still muter. So according to the Rajbo, but Rav Amnune distinguishes. So the ritvo, not the ritvo that you find here at the end of the Misechta, but the special ritvo that came out, which is a ritvo. This ritvo is another ritvo. So he says that there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rav Amnune. So the Rajbo and Avizakirish could also agree with that chitte. So Mamela, we don't have to say the big chiddush that the Eglei Tal establishes according to Rajbo. So we can say that Rajbo shita is that Abaye, that there is a machleik between Rav Amnune and Abaye. Too, according to Rav Amnune, there is no het apsilas in the chichol echlau tabiyad, but according to Abaye, so it doesn't make any difference whether sichum tefsilas apsilas in the chichol if it's echlau ter and it's biyad. So it's good. Alright. So that's the Rajbo shita. Now there is another shite that the Tal equates it with the shite Sarajbo. That's the shite Satu. But I don't think, I mean, that this is so. The shite Satu does not say what the Rajbo says. But because there is a certain difficulty in the two, so because of that, the Eglei Tal is mechadesh. The Shittes HaTur is different than the Shittes HaRach all the way, and that it's the same Shitte as the Shittes HaRach. Now, let's see what the Tur says in Simen Shin Yutes. The Tur in Simen Shin Yutes says as follows: Habere Chayev V'hane Mila Beber B'Napo Uchvo Oiber Leitze Afilu B'Yad Avo B'Yodei K'Delechu M'Yad Muta. So far the tour could accord with the shite of the rach, but then the tour says something very strange. Yesam brera sapseles, brera kidarkin litre capseles, vim yesh yesa tereach brera sapseles, kin shudak, neitele echel, umania capseles, vichol zeke shechel meruba lapseles, vikamuso, umishkahas beechel meruba, shapilhoche yesh tereach yesa brera sapseles, kin shudak, kidrash avol in kamus apseles merubo, osrafilet altale, shechel bottle brera apseles. So this is Rashi's pshat in Gemara in Beit Zedaf Yudalet. But that involves only Nisad Rabbonot. So in other words, if the Kamus HaPseles, the quantitatively, the Pseles is more than the Eichel, then you're not allowed to be Mitalgulet, so everything is moot. So it involves Nisad Rabbonot. But he says, in order to be Beir, this Gemara has reference to Yom. So all the other Rishonim besides the two say that it only has application to Yom. Because in Yom Tev, so Melech HaSichel Nefesh is Muta. So even Beira can be Muta in certain situations. Litzerech HaSichel Nefesh. So the Gemara says that if there is more Tircha involved in taking out the Pseles from the Eichel, then in taking out the Eichel from the Pseles, so he has to be beirer in such a way that it will involve the minimum of tirche. So that so im yeshesa teriya bebreyas apseles kigen shudak. So then to take out the pseles, even though quantitatively the eichal is more, but on account of the minuteness of the particles of the pseles, so it involves much more tirche in taking out the pseles from the eichal than the eichal from the pseles. So then the way to, so the Gemara says in Yontev it is muter, so then he should take out the pseles from the eichal. But all the other rishonim say only on Yontev, because on Yontev we have no real problem with the melacha of Beira, because it's muter litzer eichal nefesh. But on Shabbos it's a melacha deraisa to take out the pseles from the eichal, just because, so he says, but if there is more tirche in taking out the eichel from the pseiles, so then he should take out the pseiles, the Torah says. So all the other, this the Gemara says in regard to Yomtin, but all the Rishonim say in Shabbos, under no circumstances can he take out the pseiles from the eichel, even though this is the least tirche, because then it's really there a brere and the Yisrael v'chatos, but I don't think that it, there is a hetel it's a erach nefesh, but the two replies the same gemore to Shabbos v'im yesh yesh atereh abibrere sapseles k'in shudak netel eichel meneach apseles v'chol ze k'she eichel merub al apseles v'chamus o mishkachas v'chol merub v'shach v'och yishtereach yisep kres apseles k'she dvak agon kamus apseles merub o sabel taltere. So the two says that if there is more tirche in taking out the eichel from the pseiles, so then he should take out on Shabbos the pseiles from the eichel. So because of that, the Eglital is forced to say that the tour follows the shite, that the tour follows the shite of the Rajman Avedisakedesh. But it's not so. The tour generally follows the shite of the Rach. But he deviates from the Rach Shited, which is the major Shitas HaMishenim, on one point. You see, we saw that Teisves follows certain klolim of the Rach too, even though, as the Glital points out, Teisves Shite is not like the Rach, but the Teisves adapts the three klolim of the Rach. But whereas the Rach applies it to Eichon Tepseiles, Teisves applies the three klolim of the Rach to Pseiles Mdecheichon. But Teisves, there is another Teisves. So Teisves calls Eichon Tepseiles. Teisves calls Eichon Tepseiles that which is more numerous, Eichon Tepseiles. And if the Pseiles happens to be so usually, so the Pseiles is less numerous than Eichon. That's why Eichon Tepseiles is more kal than Pseiles Mdecheichon. But in the case where the pseiles is more numerous than the eichel, the pseiles is more numerous than the eichel, so then the pseiles with the eichel is more kal. So in other words, so teisa shite is that when the gemara distinguishes between pseiles with the eichel or eichel with the pseiles, it is not eichel with the pseiles per se or pseiles with the eichel per se, but pseiles with the eichel is called, that is more homo, is called that which is less numerous, and eichum et pseiles is called that which is more numerous. So the two follows the shite of the Rach completely, but he deviates in respect one point. According to the Rach and most Rishonim, so eichum et pseiles means eichum et pseiles mamesh. Pseiles mitech eichum means pseiles mitech eichum mamesh. According to the